This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. January 17th and 18th, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources would like you to know that winter free fishing is available. Everyone can fish Wisconsin waters without a license, trout stamp, or salmon stamp. Be sure to check your area for events, including beginner-friendly opportunities. However, keep in mind that all regular fishing regulations still apply, including size, bag limits, and season. Make sure you check for any special regulations in effect on many trout waters. And as you head out, remember that no ice is ever 100% safe. Dress appropriately for the weather and bring safety gear, including warm layers that are water resistant, sturdy waterproof boots with spike style creepers for traction, an extra hat and gloves, a rescue throw rope, and ice claws. The DNR does not monitor local ice conditions. However, local bait shops and fishing clubs are good sources for current conditions and fishing tips. Once again, January 17th and 18th is Wisconsin's winter free fishing weekend. So be sure to go out there, have some fun. However, stay safe as you do. Friday, January 23rd from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., there's a candlelight walk at the Wisconsin Concrete Park. This is part of Phillips Winterfest, and you're invited to come enjoy a winter walk with ice luminaries and lanterns lighting up the concrete park and nature trail with a bonfire to warm up at the end. The Rock Garden Tavern will also be open from 4 to 8 p.m., so stop in before or after your walk for some food and drinks. Once again, this is taking place Friday, January 23rd from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. Gas prices have risen over 11 cents per gallon over the past week. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
The average across the state landing at $2.51 on Monday. This is 2.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and over 28 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. The national average saw little change over the last week, though Wisconsin was one of several price cycling states that experienced a notable jump. Officials at Gas Buddy say the good news is that after prices rise in these markets, they'll often fall for a week or longer afterwards. The situation in Venezuela, while dominating headlines, is too recent to show any measurable impact on what people are paying at the gas pump. Gas Buddy officials say it would likely take years to see a meaningful increase in oil output there. Gas prices remain seasonally lower, however, oil prices are inching higher, and the national average could see limited increases in the near future.
When you're out driving, it's important to be aware of black ice. Remember that it is nearly impossible to see and even more dangerous at night. Ice often forms along curbs, drainage areas, and bridges, so be sure to watch your path. And stay off of the roads if possible. However, if you must drive, take it slow. Remember that your stopping distance will be increased on icy roads, so give yourself some more time in your commute and a little more distance on the road. You can learn more at ready.gov/winterready. Saturday, February 7th. From 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., it's the Winterfest Fishery on Butternut Lake. This will be at Bobbers on the Lake, and tickets are $10 to fish. You can find these tickets at Bobbers on the Lake, St. Croix, and the Butternut Feed Store. There will also be raffles galore, with cash payout for the top three lengths, and more. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 7th, from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., over at Bobbers on the Lake. A new report shows many Wisconsin students don't feel like they belong at school. Isabella Nieto reports.
The State Office of Children's Mental Health released their annual report on kids' mental health earlier this month. The report emphasizes a sense of belonging for students. From 2013 to 2023, there has been a 37% drop in Wisconsin youth feeling like they belong at their school. The rates of belonging are worse for marginalized groups. The report shows the number of students with major depressive episodes continues to increase, jumping from 16 to 18% in the last 5 years. There has also been an over 10% increase in the rate of young adults who have a mental illness. The office also reports some improvements statewide. Since 2024, there has been a slight decline in LGBTQ youth considering suicide in Wisconsin, dropping from 42 to 39%. And compared to 2020, foster care placements and teen pregnancy have decreased, and the number of adults with a college degree has increased from 31 to 35%. Wisconsin schools also have more mental health support services. The report shows schools have more nurses, social workers, counselors, and psychologists.
I'm Austin Burmay, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NCAA. The Wisconsin Badgers on the road at Minnesota. The Gophers with a record of 10-6. The Badgers now 11-5 after that huge win over the weekend against number 2 ranked Michigan. NBA, the Bucks are at home. They're taking on the Timberwolves. NFL, the Packers players beginning their offseason. Should Matt LaFleur be back as the head coach? I asked Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I believe so. I've had my fair share of coaches and people around this league that I've been around, and Matt's one of the best guys and people, like, as a person I've been around since I've been in this league. I reached out to him when I started seeing this, and I said, man, when I agreed to come here, like, you were part of the reason why I came here. I want you a part of this, and, you know, I love you. I think you're a great coach, and, you know, he appreciated those words, and we had a brief conversation, but Matt is, I think he's a great guy.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a scattered wintry mix expected. High temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. On Wednesday, much colder with partly sunny skies, breezy as well. High temperatures in the mid-teens. Definitely need the winter gear tomorrow.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.